This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Indonesian authorities are working tirelessly to evacuate thousands of people whose homes have been affected by floods and landslides triggered by Cyclone Saroha. The storm has killed at least 68 people and another 70 people are missing, the country's disaster agency BNPB said in a news conference. Several bridges collapsed, trees fell, and blocked some roads in Indonesia, and at least one ship sank in high waves triggered by the cyclone, complicating search and rescue operations. One evacuee in Malacca said her family stayed on the roof for a night before being evacuated. Dozens of others are waiting to be evacuated by boats and trucks. Within the next 24 hours, the cyclone's intensity could strengthen, bringing yet more rain, waves, and wind. Israeli prosecutors accused Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of treating favors as currency on Monday at the opening of a corruption trial, which, along with an inconclusive election, has clouded his prospects of remaining in office. Netanyahu, who denies all wrongdoing in the three cases against him, came to Jerusalem District Court in a dark suit and black protective mask, conferring quietly with lawyers as his supporters and critics held raucous demonstrations outside. India has recorded an all-time high of coronavirus cases. The health ministry reporting the case numbers have come in at more than 103,550, the highest daily tally this year in the South Asian nation. Mumbai is now under stringent lockdown measures. More on voanews.com. This is VOA News. While the U.S. announced last week that it is the first nation to fully vaccinate 100 million people, cases of COVID-19 remain on the rise in some regions of the United States. Meanwhile, European nations are struggling to get vaccination programs up to speed compared to the U.S. The World Health Organization said only 10% of Europe's population have received one vaccine dose, and just 4% have received two doses. One reason for the lag among European nations is their reliance on the AstraZeneca vaccine. Some Myanmar pro-democracy activists are turning to radio to reach the public as they are faced with government efforts to completely cut internet access. Federal FM radio went live April 1st at 90.2. Its targeted broadcasting days are on Thursdays and Sundays. The unlicensed radio station aims to inform audiences about events throughout the country while educating listeners about federalism, having a national and state government as opposed to authoritarian military rule. The goal of the radio station is also to reach other activists and the military since the February 1st coup that brought the junta to power. A founding member of the program, who asked not to be named for security reasons, told VOA the broadcast is a new way for people to listen to updated news within the country without military propaganda. A Malaysian court heard an appeal by former Prime Minister Najib Razak Monday. He is appealing his conviction last year in connection with the massive graft scandal at state-owned One Malaysia Development Berhad, or 1MDB Investment Fund. Najib was sentenced to 12 years in prison on charges of abuse of power, breach of trust, and money laundering. Prosecutors accused Najib of illegally receiving nearly $10 million from SRC International, a former unit of 1MDB. Najib claims he was misled by Malaysian financier Joe Lo and other rogue 1MDB officials into believing the money deposited into his personal accounts was donated by the Saudi royal family. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. Go there for the very latest. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.